Now that we got that out of the way, let's jump straight into this.
What are your expectations for this year? In all honesty, like, what are your real expectations this year? Like, I understand everybody says Nationals are bust, but let's be realistic about it. This is going to be your, what, first real season in travel ball in a couple years? All right.
My goal is to be the best D2 team in this area.
That's smart.
Period.
I can understand that. What do you think it's going to take for you to do that, though? That's the question. You think you got the pieces?
Oh, I know I got the pieces. I got the pieces to be the contender at D1 in a couple years.
How many did you think? You got to think. You're, what, 11? You now? You ain't got but a couple.
I think about the time I was 13, 14 years old. 12, 13 years old.
So you're saying within the next year or so,
we'll be able to compete.
You'll be able to compete for a D1?
I think we'll be playing D1, yeah. I mean...
But wouldn't that mean, in all honesty, wouldn't that mean that you would have to pretty much... That's basically saying that you're going to pretty much... You're going to have to be a top, like, very top D1 team this year. You got a lot of new pieces, bro. You think they're going to gel that quick? I mean, they did their thing in 7-on-7, but do you think they're going to gel that quick and tackle?
I think we're going to be fine. I think we got the actual pieces for the puzzle now. Like, before we had a puzzle, but we had the fucking pieces all stuck where they wasn't supposed to be and shit.
I'm with you. Now you actually got kids playing in the right position rather than having a damn lineman
right,
playing.
And we got the depth.
Out of all the years, I mean, personally.
We've never had deep depth.
I'd probably say this is your best year as far as quarterbacks, minus the mistake you made. But we're going to let that die.
Thanks.
Until we get the other guys around. Well, I think you got a lot to build around because your quarterback situation, the kid is solid.
He can do anything.
And he's a learner.
And he wants it.
He wants it. Plus, him and your young offensive coordinator has something. They had that chemistry, that bond already. So that helps a lot, too. That helps a lot. I know you gotta be getting... How can I say this? You got to use him, though. I don't think a power run game or power offense, I think it would waste him. You put him in a spread type situation, some read option type stuff, because he's smart enough to run it. It uses him better. That's just my opinion, though.
His responsibility will pick up the more he learns and gets better. But right now,
You're not just going to turn around. You're not just going to have him be a quote-unquote turnaround, hand the ball off type quarterback, I know.
Definitely not.
I don't know why I'm asking you about the goddamn offense anyway, because...
That's why I was going to be...
You're a defensive coordinator. I shouldn't be talking to Jarvis about it.
That's how Sammy was going to be.
No, but we can't... He's... No.
I heard that's how Sammy was going to be. That's what we was going to do with Sammy. But we don't have to do that with Mike.
Gotcha. But I'm talking to you about offense like you got to say so. That's what I should be talking to Jarvis about. I should be talking to you about their defense.
That's one thing you ain't got to worry about.
What?
Defense.
Who calling it?
I'm calling it.
I'm worried like hell.
Sure. You know better than that.
You going blitz heavy this year?
Every year, motherfucker, that shit ain't changing.
Yeah, but you don't even know what you're going up against yet. You talking about, yeah.
We bringing a blitz almost every down, period.
You feel like your secondary can cover that good?
Yeah.
Sound like a whole lot of man coverage to me.
And I feel like we doing it. Sound like a whole lot of man press, don't it?
Yeah.
That's exactly what it sound like. That's exactly what we doing.
And you feel like you got, you honestly feel like you got corners that you can play. Because you got to think that 11U age group is where that ball starts to get slung around a little more.
And that's what I want. You start trying to throw the ball, we're winning. You're not going to throw the ball on us.
Mm. You sound awful confident with that.
Because I believe it.
So, if a team can't run on y'all, game over.
Correct.
I think you're full of shit.
That's your opinion.
True. But I'm just telling you. I think you're full of shit.
Right there.
That's putting a lot, man. You're putting a lot. You're putting a lot. You're putting a lot. That's tough.
I got a free safety that's proved that he could pick anything off that's in the air. He's going to go get it. He puts himself in a position to make that play.
I feel you.
Now, I don't think he's going to come up and do a whole bunch of striking and hitting and tackling. But I know if you try to throw the ball, he's going to go get it. And he's probably going to be taller than your receiver. I'm just going to put that out there. And he's going to go high point the ball.
I've seen him very, very athletic back there at the safety. I will give him that. Very, very athletic. Dangerous once he gets the ball, too. So if he gets it, he might score. Your front four going to be strong enough, though?
Well, front four is going to be dogs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Especially if Ryland comes out. If Ryland comes out, it's going to be crazy.
Now, you know there's a difference between... I understand. Anybody can be a dog when they're in that white picket fence. When the gate is left open and you got to start roaming with the street dogs and the neighborhood dogs, you know there's a difference between a yard dog and a neighborhood dog.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So when you say that word dog, you can't use it too loosely.
I think we'll be just fine up front.
I've seen some so-called dogs claw their way back under the fence, same way they came out. I'm just saying.
I think we'll be fine all the way around.
Yeah?
That corner. I think we'll be fine at corner.
So if you had to put, because you got an idea at the end of the day, your team is playing in Vapor. Unless, you know, COVID gets in the way, you got to go independent again. But all in all, your team be playing in Vapor. Vapor being Virginia. What is that shit? I've been calling it Vapor so long, I don't even know what the initials stand for no more. Virginia Youth Football Association. That's what it is.
No.
Yeah, it is.
A-Y-F.
Yeah, Virginia Youth Football Association.
Ain't no Y in there.
Vay.
Oh, V-A.
You retarded.
Yeah.
Ain't no Y in there. Vay. The hell? What do you think? Bay and Vay? No, nigga. It's Vay. So with that being said, you got an idea because you played in the league before, so we got an idea of what teams you're going to be looking at. You know what I mean? You know the Spotsy Cougars. They went to Nationals this year, boy. My man Meekins might be on your way. Talking about D2 talk.
Listen.
What?
Don't worry about that.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I fuck with the Cougars. I like Meekins and I like
Lackey
and them. I like them. I fuck with them.
Right.
But
on the field, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
If he dies, he dies.
We're going to play. The Knights.
Yeah. What's my man's name? Avery or something?
A.B.
A.V.? I keep saying Avery. Where the hell is that coming from?
That might be his name.
He's done a good ass. Listen. I give my man props, bro. AV's done good with that program, dog. Since he's taking that program over, bro, he's really stepped in and done good with that program, dog. He really has. Knights is trying to bounce back. They got a receiver over there on that 11U team. It's going to be 12U this year. He got on my nerves when I see Moon playing him. He really, he's missed. He throw it up, he go get it. But we got
that's
surprised.
His son, right?
Nah, his son's a little fast, Joker.
that plays running back and quarterback.
Plays flex. He's good too. So yeah, he's done a good job rebuilding that program. But we got something for that. We got something for the ass this year. We got something for the ass. Trust and believe, we locked loaded over here this year, dog. We've been out here repoing kids like Master P and Blackston. But yeah, he's done good with that program. Speaking of programs, man, look at. Let's think about this. Travel football ain't what it used to be. It really ain't travel no more.
No, everything's right here, which is good.
You know what I'm saying?
And bad.
And I think that's a misconception that a lot of parents have. They hear travel and they automatically think, oh, expensive. You know, you got to travel a long distance.
It is expensive. If you
travel football compared to other travel sports, it's not expensive, dog.
No, definitely not compared to lacrosse.
Or basketball.
Yeah, I don't know how much basketball is, but I know lacrosse.
Or baseball. Or softball. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, after you pay your registration fee in football, you don't need nothing else but mouthpiece.
That's it. And that lasts all season.
Yeah, so once you pay your registration, that's it.
You know, because you're not really traveling. Travel football, you used to have to travel. Now you don't. Think about it. For example, if you're in the travel division, if you're in the travel division, correct? Mm-hmm. You got so many programs right here around this area that you might not have to drive no further than Fredericksburg going south and Manassas going north, if you really wanted to.
You probably got to go up to Loudoun.
You don't have to.
Well, they could come to you. That could be.
Because you got the Jackets and the Jags right there in Stafford.
You got the Cougars and the Knights.
You got the Cougars and the Knights. That's four just in the Fredericksburg-Stafford area alone. Okay. Yeah. You got us in building. You got the Warriors is in building at Manassas. So that's five. You get what I'm saying? So technically speaking, with an 8-game season, if you really wanted to, you really don't have to go no further than Fredericksburg.
But I like to play the Hammers.
Oh, I forgot about the Hammers.
Yeah, I like to play them. That's loud.
Somebody told me they're not the Hammers no more, though. They sold themselves to, the War Eagles are back.
No, the War Eagles are gone.
Back.
That's where we got to pay it from.
No.
What was he?
That was King George.
Nah, War Eagles gone.
Bruh, sources tell me that the Hammers are now going to the War Eagles. Bruh, I can't make it up.
Oh, that'd be all right then.
So again, that gives you what, six? From Fredericksburg to Loudoun? You're really not traveling. And then you play four home games, four away games.
You're definitely not traveling.
You're really not.
Now, you'll have to travel if you make the regionals and states.
But states really ain't even a travel, because lately states has been right down here in this area because we got all the turf fields.
That's true, too.
At the most, you might have to go to Richmond.
Yep, the beach.
Or the beach.
Which is always a fun trip.
Who don't want to go to the beach late in November?
Man, it'd be nice.
Right.
That's my goal. I don't know if it's going to be at where states. States ain't going to be at the beach this year.
I don't know where states is this year. It was in Fall Kid this year, past season.
COVID fucked it all up then. Ain't really had much states. Everybody got national bids.
Now you still have. Yeah, you didn't have states yet.
Yeah.
Now you still have states because they held state games in Fall Kid.
You didn't have regionals. So
you didn't have regionals. You didn't have regionals. It gets funky at regionals. It gets real funky at regionals, dog. I've been to regionals. My first year coaching travel, I got knocked out of regionals. Man Hill, North Carolina. Beat shit down out of it. It was bad. Kids was tapping out left and right. I've been to nationals twice. That's when you get baptized in the water.
Yeah.
If you coach Little League football, your way of coaching changes once you go to nationals. And I'm not talking about just going to nationals to watch. But once you go coach on the national level, it changes your whole way of coaching. I know it changed mine. I went down there that first year. Me, Sean Lewis, Terry out the back, Gary Bailey, Frog Lawson, RIP. I went down there with them the first year. Sean brought me on. Like I talked about in episode one, Sean brought me on. And I went on there the first year. And we got foot to ass. You understand? Foot to ass, bro. All three games. Kid from Arizona did everything he wanted to do. One man show. That second year, I vowed when we were down that second year, I made it very clear that we was going down there on a business trip. And we came back with that thing. I guarantee we was going down on a business trip. The boys went down there and got it done. But we had a nasty team that year, dog. Jackson Eichert, bruh. The Hicks twins. Little Freddie. One of the nastiest defensive coordinators I've ever worked with. No fucks given, bruh. No, we're in triple overtime playing against my man Breland and the Jackets. You get what I'm saying? My man Breland, the one that runs the lab.
I know who you're talking about.
We're in triple overtime
for
against
real.
Yeah, we're in a triple overtime against him and the Jackets, dog. And if I'm not mistaken, I want to say Halloween night. Conference championship game.
We're horrible with names. It's Berlin.
I suck with names, bro.
Yeah.
We're in double overtime. Derrick Brooks scores. I look at Freddie. Freddie says they got the quarterback. What did he say? The quarterback is hurt. They got a new quarterback in there. Because Dylan Pullen pointed it out. He said, Coach T, when he came on the field, he said the quarterback was on the line. The quarterback, I know him too. So Freddie was like, I'm sending everybody. I said, what? He said, I'm sending all 11. He brought the corners in the box and everything, son. I said, do what you do. And sure enough, he brought everybody in, bruh. But the ball, as soon as the center, what he did is he put little Freddie in the A-gap and Dalton Blankenship in the A-gap. He put them both in the A-gap, dog. Blistered them both in the A-gap. And as soon as that ball moved, dog, them two dudes took off that line. And you can see the center literally snapped the ball straight up in the air. Before the ball even hit the ground, referees blew it. Game over.
Scared to death.
Game over, dog. That was one of the most gutsy calls I've seen. At that point, that was one of the most gutsy calls I've ever seen. Like, he brought everybody. Receiver standing out there by himself.
Damn.
Receiver standing out there by himself, bro. But it worked, man. It worked. And then when we got down to Nationals, I can't even
that
lie,
that
definitely
work on a youth level.
Yes.
You're not doing that. Dog,
bad snap all day. He destroyed the center, man.
That's what I do. I go at the center right off the break.
Mason Babb was a new quarterback, and it was a new quarterback that hadn't taken snaps the whole game, bro. The whole game. But then when we got down to Florida, dog, we lived it up. Very memorable. Derrick Brooks' first game had every bit of 200 yards rushing. We won 14-0. Against a team out of Atlanta. Then we came back and lost in a dogfight the second game. But then the third game, for the third place trophy, we came back the third game, and Trayvon White showed off, bro. I told his dad the night before, I said, listen, we playing in his hometown. This is his last youth football game. I'm going to let him get loose. Man, we played him everywhere, bro. Receiver, running back. We played him at direct snaps, and he was getting crazy out there, dog.
Yeah, he was fun to watch. He was fun to coach.
Justin Lawson got loose. We was loaded that year. Jackson Eichert, the Hicks twins. We was strapped that year, dog.
Yeah, that's a good-ass team.
You figure Jackson, Justin, Chance Graves from Eastern View was on that team, Markell Newman.
Now, whether they are or not, there's a lot of D1 football players on that team.
Yes.
Whether they win or not, they were
strapped, bro. We were strapped, dog. Jackson Eichert probably one of the smartest quarterbacks I've seen play the game, dog. At 13 years old, I'm letting him call audibles.
Yeah, but lacrosse
won that war.
But he's a dog.
But he's a dog in that, too. Yeah. Just like I said, when you got Justin Lawson at a slot, Markell Newman at a slot, and then you got Trayvon White out wide and Chance Graves out wide.
You can do anything you want.
And we did. We did offensively. It was crazy to watch. I'll never forget, we went to the Lions, who are now known as the Hammers. We went to their homecoming and dropped like 60 points. That team was crazy that year, dog. That team was crazy that year. In fact, that's the best game I ever coached against Mutiny. Game ended 28-21. It was a battle, dog. Pick six at the end, Mutiny won it for the D1 spot. Yep.
Who won it?
The D1 spot came to down between us and Mutiny that year.
And Mutiny won it, you said?
Yep, they won the game off of pick six at the end. Oh. Ended up being 28-21, bro.
I've lost games by calling dumb plays like that.
Dog of a game, bro. Dog of a game. Yeah. So my two trips with Nationals was both learning experience. Well, the progression showed, but like I said, we added some dogs to a team that was already established, but we added major dogs.
He's a major dog.
Major dog. Well, you got to think, we added the Hicks twins, like I keep saying. We added Little Freddy, Dylan Pullen, Jackson Eichert, just them five alone. Then you add in Chance Graves, Markel Newman. Listen to the names we added to the team that we already had with Devin Lewis, Derek Brooks, Matt Sloan.
Yeah, y'all already had
Kobe Walters. Like, we already, yes, bro.
Y'all didn't have no choice but to go back.
We didn't have no choice but to go back. There's no way we don't go back, bro. There's no way we don't go back. And then the teams we knocked off during that run, we knocked off two Metro teams.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, man. It was huge that year, dog. It was huge that year. It was meant to go back. Derek averaged every bit of, that's why I tell people all the time, as good as he is in basketball, they should have seen him in football, bro. He averaged every bit of 150 a game.
Yeah, well, he would have probably switched over to wide receiver.
Markel Newman. The first six games Markel played with us, he had a touchdown. We get inside the run, we would go power eye and run the 46 or the 47 and get Dalton and Dylan Pullen lead blocking in front of him on that end of round, dog. It was retarded. He was so fast.
Now, Markel Newman was on that team?
Yeah. Starting outside linebacker, and he
but he was old. He's back. Older. 1 year older than Trey and them.
No, same age.
He graduated year before them.
No, he didn't. He graduated with Trey and them.
He graduated with Javon, didn't he?
No, Markel. Not you're talking about Markel Gaskins. I'm talking about Markel Newman.
Yeah. I'm tripping.
I'm talking about Markel Newman.
Yeah, 4 foot.
4 foot. Four foot. Speed. Four by four.
4 by four.
4 foot tall. Four in the 40.
I don't know how I forgot about Newman.
Lightning fast.
Yeah.
Listen, I'll never forget in that double overtime game, dog. We're playing against Chan Breaks.
He tells you how it is, too.
Yeah. Chan Breaks. Chan is a dog. Chan was a dog. Chan Breaks. Chan Breaks on one. Justin comes back, catches a deep pass with a touchdown. Chan Breaks again. Derek comes back and scored. Like, that's the type of game it was. No lie. I'm yelling, use the timeout. Jackson looks over at me and says, Coach, we good. It's a minute and some seconds left. We got one timeout left. He's like, Coach, we good. Calls a play. The coverage is good. He runs for about 10 or 15, gets out of bounds. Don't use the timeout. I'm watching the show at this point. Lines up. Calls another play. Runs the play, gets up about 4 or 5. They hurry up to the ball. Rerun the same play. Derek gets us all the way down to the 3. I'm yelling, spike the ball. Because I'm yelling spike the ball, their defense actually think, like, which I thought we was too. I'm yelling spike the ball. I'm yelling spike the ball, so the line hurry up and lines up. The defense don't get up on the line. They're still standing in the end zone. I see Jackson saying something to Bryce, who was our center at the time, one of the best centers I've ever had, undersized but could snap his ass off. Jackson walks up to Bryce and says something to Bryce, and then next thing I know, they snapped the ball, and Jackson just walks in behind Bryce in the end zone. Defense never lined up. I'm yelling, spike the ball, and when he snaps and takes off, I'm like, what are you? Yes! So then he calls the end of round. Famous play. Power eye, running in the round with Markel Newman. Gets in the end zone. We're going overtime.
Yeah, Markel fast.
Fast. We threw him a bubble screen. He took it 80 yards.
But you still had one of the fastest kids to ever play the game, too, on your team, Justin Lawson.
That's what I'm – dog, we were strapped. Yeah, I got Markel at the slot and Justin at the slot, what are your linebackers going to do?
Get fucked up.
And that's how it was, dog. We was able to run the ball. And then you got Derek, who is just... Derek Stiffarm is one of the best I've seen in the game, bro.
Yeah. But do you think Derek would have switched over to wide receiver?
At high school, he probably wouldn't. Or safety. He was a hitter. He was a hitter, too. But, dog, think about me running. I'm running the power eye. And I got little Freddie and Dalton and Dylan Pullen as my lead blockers on the, at the fullbacks.
Yeah, you got whatever you want there.
Whatever I want to do, dog. I'm rotating the Hicks twins at receiver and tight end. Like, it was crazy, bro. We could do a little bit of everything. And defensively, Freddie just had the pick.
A field day.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you can call anything you want.
Oh, bro. And he
both
did,
sides
bro.
Of the ball.
Both sides of the ball. We did. We could call whatever we wanted. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your linebackers, think about your linebackers. Matt Sloan, Little Freddie, and Markell Newman was the three linebackers.
You just hone in the technique and call whatever you want.
It was ugly, dog.
Hone in technique. It was ugly. Technique in practice.
And he got Dalton. He had Dalton on the, at the nose guard. It was crazy. The Hicks twins was playing D-tackle, D-end. Dylan Pullen was playing D-tackle, D-end. Mm. It was just nice, dog.
And pulling that and then you
got,
head.
And then your secondary, you got Chance Graves, Justin Lawson, Devin Lewis, Trayvon White. It was just crazy, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is crazy.
It was crazy, dog. It was crazy. That was a strong team. That was a solid team, dog. That was a solid team.
Trayvon was probably my favorite kid ever.
One of the best, because he don't care.
Corn.
We was, Corn. Oh, how about this one?
Corn was my favorite player.
We was supposed player. To have Corn that year because he was a third. He was 13, but he was a freshman. That's the year that Liberty did the freshman football team. He was registered and everything. So picture adding Corn to that team. Right.
That team's already stacked.
Mind you, but think about it. If you really think about it, that's Liberty's team from last year that went undefeated. Think about the names I just named. That was the 2014-2000 Wolfpack, 15-2014 Wolfpack teams that went to Nationals last year were all on the same team.
Yeah.
And they went undefeated.
Well, that's why Freddie said that he...
And they all went undefeated.
Freddie knew that already.
Finn knew that before he left. We talked about it in his office.
Well, he left Travis in a good spot.
He definitely left him in a good spot. He definitely left him in a good spot.
Yeah, think about it. You go undefeated.
Bro.
Your first year as a head coach, you go undefeated.
And the D-lineman that he had. I told y'all a long time ago that kid was going to be one of the best D-linemen to come through Liberty.
I already knew that, man. What you talking
Woodson's
about?
Woodson's a dog.
He is dope.
He's a dog.
Wait till he goes to college and they put his ass in the gym. Huh? Because you know they're going to put him right in the gym.
Oh, my God. He's already naturally strong.
Yeah, he's naturally big and strong already.
He get on a weight program, put about 25 pounds a month.
He already fast, too. Don't get it twisted.
I know. Dog, bro. They got one, bro.
And he got a good football attitude. You know what I mean?
He's got the killer instinct, the attack mode.
Yeah, a lot of people call him an asshole, but it's
you great got football to, you player. Got to have some asshole and you play football. Yeah, it is what it is.
I like it. I respect it.
He's a dog.
Yes, he's a dog.
It's gonna be something special. He is. He's
but
a
there
dog.
Are some kids around here like that.
There's a lot of talent around here, yeah. Bro. That's the whole purpose of doing the podcast and stuff because I feel like, honestly speaking, we got a lot of talent around here that people sleep on, and they have slept on for years.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be good.
Slept on for years. Look at all the talent come through EV alone.
I think the future's bright.
Very bright.
We got some pretty nasty.
We got some dogs coming up through the youth program.
I'm saying yes.
Yeah. Facts.
Yes.
Mountain View got a dog over there. I can't wait till the season starts, bro. Number Fizzle. I'm not going to say his name because I haven't talked to his dad yet. But I want to get him on
hey,
here.
Hey, we need to talk about Bo Green.
Bruh.
That's what we need to talk about.
Manchild.
I didn't think he was going to be 6'4".
He hit a growth spurt.
How tall is he? He's got to be at least 6'4", right?
He's taller than Tank. Easy.
Say 6'4", 6'3".
I'm going to say 6'3".
Athletic.
13.
13. Athletic.
Dual sport. Fast, big. Got an arm.
Yeah, do whatever you want.
Can play any spot. Receiver, running back, quarterback.
And good
good mannerism.
Good pedigree, right?
Good pedigree.
The whole thing.
The whole nine yards.
Yes, he's got it. That's going to be fun to watch.
That kid's going to be fun to watch. And we got a lot of them up here, bro. We got a lot of them. You been watching Zay? His footwork's going to be crazy. I'm watching his drills. I'll be following him. His footwork is going to be crazy. We got a lot of them up
Zay
here,
Zay is got the thing you can't teach. work ethic.
Oh, his work ethic's crazy.
I mean, you,
if he could do football 7-8 days a week, he
soccer.
Would.
Soccer.
Any sport.
The footwork
is crazy.
Yeah. That comes from soccer, that comes from the ladders, that comes from working. He's just a dog. He wants it.
There's a lot of talent up here, dog. Like, look at the AU division.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're going to be fine.
There's some 7-year-olds out there that I think 9-year-olds will have a problem covering.
Yeah, the future is bright around here.
And that's my get up, man. We got it, bro.
Yeah.
Look at the quarterback, Dylan Bailey. He had a crucial growth spurt. He looks so good, though.
Yeah.
Evie has a lineman that people are sleeping on. I personally think they're sleeping on. I've been following him off and on.
Dylan needs these games. Dylan Bailey needs these games.
I've been following him off and on.
You agree,
man? I've been following. I think his highlight tape already looks good.
I think he needs these games to get that.
I think it'll get him over the hump.
I think so too, because I think he's going to shine. Still,
and not even a question.
And he lost two amazing offensive threats.
Oh, Trayvon and Justin is a. I don't care.
So when you
who,
lose
I don't
them,
care
when
who you are.
You lost your best
weapon.
Two offensive players.
But in losing them, you got the Higgs twins, dog. Straight killing
AJ
dogs. And AJ.
The one thing that did help, the COVID did allow AJ to heal, right?
Yeah, he's healthy now. That makes a big difference.
That does make a big difference because he was hurt.
See, Eastern View lost a lot. But I'm telling you, that offensive line, Rack Lawson has gotten faster. That offensive line, Mikey King finally gets a full year of an offseason. Football run is going to be good. They got a lineman, but I'm telling you, they got a lineman over there at Evie. Last name, Walker. I've been watching him since he was a freshman. He started a freshman. He can literally play. This is no lie. And I'm not just talking about fill in and play. I'm talking about from the form, technique, the whole nine yards. He can play every single spot on the O-line. He can play center very well. Freshman year, he started as a center. He can play center very well. He can play guard very well. He can play tackle very well. Like, he's one of the most balanced young linemen I've seen. True offensive linemen I've seen. Check him out on Twitter, dog. Check him out on Twitter.
Yeah.
Check him out on Twitter.
We done let the damn gate open.
He's one of the true. Well, we know he's in there. He's one of the true. He's one of the true. He's good, man. You got to check him out on Twitter, dog. I want to get him. I want to have a conversation with him, too. But again, like you said, it's a lot of it over AJ. AJ Marshall. I got an inside scoop on him, though. He might not be over there too much longer. That'd be a big corner.
I don't even know. What's Kettle Run go there?
Kettle Run's got a lot of speed, bro. I watched some of their 7-on-7. Granted, it's 7-on-7. It's not tackle, but Kettle Run's got a lot of speed again. Remember last time Kettle Run had speed, the young boy Tapscott was over there. Parker was over there. They had a lot of speed. Then they looked pretty good.
Well, lunch break is over. We appreciate you guys listening in today. It was me and my man, Coach Derek. We'll be back again with Now and Then. Just talking about how things used to be as to the players that we got now. But we'll holler at you. We're out.